Let's begin with girls softball, where Griffith was a 13-1 winner over Calumet. Lowell wins with a 6-1 victory over KV. Morgan Township 4, Boone Grove 1. Wheeler wins over River Forest 13-1. South Central beat Morgan Township 12-6. In Major League Baseball, the White Sox went totally off on Baltimore pitching last night.
First and second, two down. Here's Abreu, the eighth batter to come up here in the fifth. Sharply hit, base hit in the left field. Being sent around third is Garcia. Wilkerson's throw home is too late. And sliding in is Garcia, and that's a fourth run this inning. Abreu with an RBI single.
Bobby Abreu would have five RBI for the game, and the White Sox win it 12-2. The two teams rematch at Baltimore tonight, while the Cubs have a home date with the L.A. Dodgers. NBA playoffs last night, Milwaukee moves on to the second round after eliminating Detroit 127-104. They win the series 4-0. Utah stayed alive, though, after beating Houston 107-91. Rockets still have a stranglehold on that series 3-1. Also in basketball, Purdue Northwest has a new women's coach. According to the Northwest Indiana Times, Courtney Locke is the new woman in charge. These high school baseball scores also courtesy of the Times. Munster beat Kankakee Valley 8-0. Portage 8, Gavitt 3. Hanover Central beat Whiting 16-0. Now, Bishop Knoll won over Lake Station yesterday, and we had interviews for you and everything, but sure enough, technical difficulties got in the way, so we'll have those for you tomorrow. In the NHL, one team faced elimination and won last night. Another team didn't. The survivor was Carolina, who beat Washington 5-2 to tie their series at 3-3. The non-survivor was Nashville, who lost to Dallas 2-1 in overtime. Stars win the series 4-2. A big thank you to the Baltimore Oriole Television Network through ESPN.com with the White Sox highlights. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.